Å drive en bedrift uten regnskapsprogrammet TrippelTex litt som å drive et bilverksted uten trykkluftverktøy. Det funker jo med hjulkryss og fastnøkler også. Det bare mye mer tungvint. Med TrippelTex kan du stole på at du har riktig verktøy til regnskapsjobben. Prøv gratis på TrippelTex.no.
Liverpool-Manchester United, kanskje det største oppgjøret I Premier League-sesongen og mye som står på spill for begge lag. I denne ledning så har vi laget en liten spesialepisode av podcasten igjen. Vi har fått med oss Michael Owen, tidligere Liverpool-spiller, men også tidligere Manchester United-spiller. Har faktisk skåret hat-trick for begge klubber I Champions League. Det det ikke så mange som har. Og før denne kampen her så har jeg vært så heldig at jeg har fått lov til å ta en liten prat med han om de to respektive klubbene, om hvordan det å spille sånne derbyer som dette her, og litt hvordan det å være han før Liverpool skal møte Manchester United. Og så må jeg bare påpeke at dette intervjuet gjort før Liverpools kamper mot Manchester City de siste par ukene. Så greit å påpeke det, sånn at når han da svarer på hvordan det blir å konkurrere på ulike fronter mot de, så har jo noen av de tingene blitt litt utdaterte siden den gang. Men bortsett fra det, så skal det meste være oppdatert og up for grabs og helt fresh, så håper dere koser dere med min lille prat med Michael Owen. Welcome, Michael Owen, Premier League legend, of course. You're following the Premier League close today as well, and it's almost 9 years since you retired. What do you see when you're watching the Premier League today compared with what it was like back in 2013 when you finished playing?
Well, I don't think it's too different. I must admit, I think I, in my career, was almost a time of a big change. In around the turn of the century, sports science became very relevant in football. When I first got into the team, we were still on nights out. We were still poor diet. And it wasn't really, our training wasn't really monitored as such. But then as soon as the turn of the century came, I think Arsenal probably down in London were doing things and their players would just seem to be running faster and running further and never getting injured, never needing to be rotated. And we were thinking, what's going on down there? And it was purely down to a new way of living, you know, whether you're having the right supplements, the right diet, sports science, all these different things. And I think Gerard Houllier came in and changed Liverpool around the turn of the century. So I think inevitably things have got faster, more technical in those 20 years since then. But I do think that when you watch a game from 2000, it's actually, apart from the quality of the picture, you actually can relate to it in terms of now. So the balls are faster, the pitches are now faster, the boots are now faster, all these things. But I do think that football has stayed on a similar trajectory and maybe just got a little bit faster.
Yeah. A lot of change, obviously, for a couple of your old clubs. We can start with Manchester United. The day you played your final game for Stoke against Southampton, was it? That was also the day of Sir Alex Ferguson's last game as Manchester United manager. How surprised are you with the way they have developed since then?
Yeah, or unravelled since then. Yeah. I think that when you look back, when you look at a sustained period of success for a certain manager, very quickly afterwards, it tends to be that they struggle. You look at Arsenal under Arsene Wenger, and of course, he didn't have loads of success in the last few years, but they were still qualifying for the Champions League. And then all of a sudden, he leaves, and it's been very difficult to find the right manager since. Manchester United's been very similar. So I just think that he was, of course, an absolute legend of the game that held that club together, together with David Gill, actually, who ran the as a chief executive, ran that side of things. And I think both of them leaving at the same time was a huge impact on Manchester United. And they've struggled since, no question about it. They've tried lots of great managers, and it looks like they're going to need to try another great manager to find that right balance, because at the moment, it feels like they're going nowhere.
Yeah.
Many, of course, compare them to what happened with Liverpool. They went so many years without a trophy, one of your all other former clubs. And they have, in this period since 2013, grown to, maybe not to old strengths, but to a majestic level. How impressed are you by what Jurgen Klopp and Liverpool have done in the last years?
Yeah, I think a lot of these teams goes on cycles, you know, and Liverpool, it's their time again after many, many years. And of course, in the meantime, there's been successes. I mean, I was part of a team that lifted some trophies, but this team is different. This team is the best Liverpool team I've ever seen in my lifetime. Yes, there were great teams in the 70s, 80s, but it was a little bit before I can remember. In terms of, you know, for the last 30 years since I've been following football really closely, this is the best Liverpool team. It's got to be one of the best ever teams. I mean, you know, it's absolutely sublime at the moment. Champions of Europe, champions, you know, they've won obviously the Premier League as well, world champions. It's a brilliant time to be a Liverpool fan. And what they need to do is capitalise on this great team, win as many trophies as they can. And of course, they've won one this season. They're still playing for the other three. And yeah, Jurgen Klopp's just done the most amazing job. I mean, he's absolutely perfect for what Liverpool needed. He's not just a great manager, but he's a great person. He's galvanised that whole city. The whole city love him, and the whole city have just been walking on air for the last few years since he's been there.
Yeah. We have a Liverpool-Manchester United match coming up soon. What goes around in the stomach of Michael Owen before such a game or during such a game? You play for both clubs, so what are your thoughts before this one?
Well, it's inevitably the biggest game in the calendar. Even if Manchester City are an exceptional team themselves, Manchester United-Liverpool, it's the first game that everybody looks at when the fixtures come out. The two most successful teams in English football history. What goes on in my mind? I mean, I work on the television a lot now, so I try to be impartial and try to see it from a neutral point of view. You know, there's no hiding the fact that I came through the ranks at Liverpool. Liverpool has got a huge part of me inside. You know, I'm you know, a Liverpool supporter. But I'm also grateful, and I'm also, you know, take a keen interest in all the teams that I used to play for. I've got a special bit of affection for everybody. So, you know, I certainly won't apologise for playing for other teams in my career. But of course, you know, I'm a Liverpool fan at heart, and I hope to see Liverpool win.
Can you say something about how it feels to be a player in such a rival match like this? How does that feel as a player?
Well, you know, a big game's coming like Manchester United because it just feels different the week leading up to the game. People around the city, you know, if you're driving into training and you pull up at a set of traffic lights and they turn red, you're thinking, oh no, because you've got to stop, and then somebody else parks alongside you, and if they notice it's you, it's like beeping the horn and screaming out that, you know, everybody's so revved up for those big games. And of course, I think it's important for you as a player to try to be very calm. Your mind is telling you to get even more excited because it's a bigger game. But I got confused with that early on in my career, and I ended up getting a red card because I let emotions get the better of me. So I think it's really important to try to stay calm and use your heart as opposed to use your head as opposed to your heart.
Just finally, do you think Liverpool can go all the way? Can they secure that? What would be an amazing quadruple season? Do you think they have the possibility?
Well, there's the possibility, but I mean, hand on heart, I think it's going to be very, very difficult to beat Manchester City in three separate competitions. I mean, they're going head to head in the league. Of course, if they get to the Champions League final, they can play them again, and then they play them in the semi-finals of the FA Cup. To beat that team three times would be incredible. And of course, they can do it. But I think if you sat Jurgen Klopp and Pep Guardiola in a room now, and they could shake hands and say, right, Pep would say, we'll win the Champions League and we'll give you the league. I think they'd both shake hands and settle for a big one each. So as much as it's still an opportunity and still Liverpool are going to go for all four, I think it'd be very difficult to win them all.
Okay, wonderful, Michael. Thank you for chatting to us, and we'll have some exciting months in front of us.
Brilliant. Great to speak to you.
media.
Her en liten quiz om HMS.
Oh, nei, ikke HMS. Der jeg helt grønn.
Ja, men der har du jo svaret. Grønn jobb bedriftshelsetjenesten tilpasset mindre bedrifter. Våre HMS-eksperter hjelper mer enn 8000 bedrifter over hele Norge med alt fra lovpålagte HMS-krav til pålegg fra Arbeidstilsynet. Få på plass bedriftshelsetjeneste på grønnjobb.no.